Have you come to the point in your life where doing that work, church, home, repeat just isn't working for you anymore, and you know there's got to be more to life than this? Then girl, you've come to the right place. I'm Kimberly Knight, and this is the Position Podcast. As a certified coach, consultant, author, and speaker, I've had the privilege of helping women to position themselves for success in life, love, and business. So if you're ready for some wisdom wrapped up in a little bit of girlfriend, join me and other experts each week as we give you the conversation, coaching, and keys you need to take you to your next steps. Welcome to the Position Podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Knight. And today, we are going to talk about what every wife needs to know that her husband won't tell her. Now, ladies, you know, every once and again, I will say to you, this is one of those episodes where you should put your babies out of the room because you don't want them to have a brand new education. So unless you want them to, you know, hear some things they may not have heard before or give them explanations that you are not quite ready to give them yet, today would be a good day to either put on your headphones, put them out of the room, or both, because we're going to talk about adult stuff. Oh, yes, we are. So in my work with women who want to get married, of course, some of them go on to get married. So now we have to prep for married life, and married life is very different than dating life. And even in my own life, I wanted to know what it was that I was missing, because I felt like there were things that I didn't understand that were impacting my relationship and the quality of my relationship. Well, I have to tell you, my findings in speaking with the brethren shocked me, because their responses were not what I thought they would be. And I'm sure you're going to hear a surprise or two yourself. So let's get right into it. One of the things your husband has not told you, but you really, really need to know, is respect is their oxygen. Oh my gosh. Respect is like oxygen to men. Right. According to Ephesians 5:33, it says that every wife must reverence her husband or respect, and a husband must love his wife. And I'm like, well, of course, that's obvious, right? But wait a minute, not so fast. If you think about it, because of how we're equipped, because of how we love, women can love someone or not respect them at all. We can love them and not like them. And for men, the opposite is true. They can respect someone that they can't stand. They'll play team sports with people they don't like because they will help them win. So I'll be willing to work with you. I can respect your work, but that doesn't mean I have to like or love you. So the Bible, inspired by God in all of its brilliance, tells us to do what may not come natural to us. So as wives, we have to respect our husbands. Now, listen. I hear some of you already, they're tightening up over the airwaves. I feel it. Before you roll your eyes at me, before you turn off this podcast, listen to what respect looks like for them. Now, I'm not talking about you're having a knockdown, drag out argument or calling them out of their name or anything like that. I'm talking about some of the little things we do, like roll our eyes, whether in front of his face or behind his back, or speaking poorly of him or about him or to him, right? Not speaking to the king in him. Revealing his secrets, oh, that is so disrespectful. And I have to tell you, is one of a man's biggest fears, that you will reveal his secrets to others. I was once privy to someone's conversation because they were having it publicly about her husband's erectile dysfunction. What? First of all, ma'am, why are you discussing your sex life or your concerns about your sex life in public? Why would you do that? That is so dishonoring and disrespectful. So now I know this about this man, and I know he would be horrified if he found out. Horrified. Ladies, no, this is a no-go. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. When I say respect and don't speak poorly of him, I mean, you still got to call him out on his stuff, right? As wives, there are times we have to say, honey, this is not good, or this is not working. You know, have those tough conversations. Yes, we have to have the tough conversations, but we also have to be wise. That means we're making sure that we're doing it in an environment and in a way that is conducive to that is private. We shouldn't be calling him out in public. We don't have to let everybody know that there is a concern. We don't have to have these discussions and innuendos on social media. Are you kidding me? That is disrespectful and dishonoring. Also, girls, and oh boy, here we go. I have to say it. Apologize when you need to apologize. Yes, ma'am. Sometimes we just need to apologize. And if that apology gets stuck in your throat, like sometimes it does for me, that's a sign that some pride has slipped in. And we know that God does not honor pride, right? He resists the proud. So I don't want God resisting me. I'm going to apologize, even when I have to do it like this. Oh, I am so sorry. And when I start feeling like that, I just say, hey, God, please help me. Help me to work on my mouth, mood, and attitude with my husband. Help me to honor him the way you want me to honor him. Yes. Remember, respect is their oxygen. Okay, here's something else that you need to know about your husband. He wants to make you happy. Mm-hmm. Yes, he does. Now, I know some of you, I could hear you. I heard you. You're saying he does not care about my happiness because if he cared about my happiness, he would be doing X, Y, Z. What I heard from the brethren is that sometimes it's not that they don't want to make you happy. It is that they have gotten to the point that they don't think they can make you happy, so they've stopped trying. Yes, ma'am. So I'll give you an example. There was a young lady, well, she's still a young lady, that I was working with, and she got engaged, and he bought her a ring. And when he proposed, she looked at the ring and she was like, I don't like this at all. She didn't just say, I don't like it. I mean, she was very strong about it. Like, why would you choose this? Do you know anything about me? Like, I was like, did you really say this to this man during this proposal? Yeah. And yes, they're still engaged. They are still engaged. But from that day until this one, he has never bought her another gift. So recently, oh, and by the way, they got engaged, but they haven't moved forward in the wedding yet. And it's been 3 years. That's another podcast. So from that day to this, he has not bought her another gift, not one gift, not any holiday, special occasion, nothing. And she came to me recently and she was sharing that, you know, he hasn't bought her anything and how it makes her feel so badly because it doesn't seem like he's concerned with that for her at all. And I said, do you remember when you insulted that ring? And do you remember how strongly you came on? He doesn't trust his ability now to buy you a gift. See, ladies, wisdom says there are ways to say and do everything. And the scriptures say that a wise woman builds her house with her own hands and the foolish one plucks it down. And I would contend that a lot of the plucking down comes from our very own mouths, which is why I'm going to say to you, when you're communicating with your husband, please be mindful of your tone because it's not just what you say, it's also how you say it. Woo. One of the things that I had to learn to do is to express myself without the drama. And girls, I got to tell you, that was a job of work. I had to get angelic assistance. And I'm not being funny. I had to pray for assistance because I'm extremely expressive. I speak for a living. And I had been accustomed to communicating with women and in communicating with my sister friends and my family, they were accustomed to me. So the drama, the heightened tone, the hands, the, you know, all of that that goes into being super Kim, because that's like Kim to the 10th power. My husband wasn't used to that. He was like, oh, what the heck happened? So he couldn't hear what I was saying because he thought I was yelling. He thought I was angry. And I wasn't. I was just in the heat of the moment and in the excitement. Even if it was a good thing, I'm excited. I'm sharing and I'm like demonstrative. I'm at the top of my tone and at the volume is high. And he couldn't hear a word I said because of its delivery. So I had to learn how to deliver it, tone it down some and bring it in a little bit, right? I didn't change me, but I had to be mindful of how my husband was receiving it. And now we've been married a few years and he's more accustomed to to sharing news and stuff like that. But again, we had to meet somewhere in the middle. He had to learn what I sound like when I'm excited, whether that's a good excitement or I'm sharing something that's not the greatest. And I had to learn how to bring it down so he could receive it. Girls, I am telling you, your husbands want you to know that just like respect is their oxygen, drama is kryptonite. Here is something else, and this is connected to the drama being kryptonite piece. Your husband wants you to know that he will do just about anything to maintain the peace. Anything. So keeping a peaceful household really is key. I have to tell you, here's something else that I think we really need to keep in mind, and your husbands want you to know, and they're kind of scared to tell you, and some of them have mentioned it, and your response to it has made them back off. Their time of male bonding or in their man cave is not a reflection on you or the quality or depth of your relationship. It's not. Sometimes he just needs to get into his testosterone zone. He needs to be with the fellas. He needs to scratch and belch and do the things that men do. He needs to talk about manly man things with the manly men. But that doesn't mean he doesn't want to talk to you. That doesn't mean he doesn't value your opinion. It just means he needs some testosterone zone. Yeah. So girls, let him have his moment. Let him have his guy time. It's okay. He's going to come back better for it. Now, I am not talking about things like topless bars or, you know, things like that. I'm talking about he wants to go see a game with the guys. Please let him go and enjoy himself. Hallelujah and amen. He wants to go into the man cave and watch the game with the fellas. Let him go and don't make a big deal out of it. Just say, have fun, honey. And don't you call him while he is in the cave with the men. Don't call him. Don't text him. Leave him alone. Let him have his moment. It is not a reflection on you or on the quality of your relationship. Now, this last one is a big one. And again, I have told you to keep your headphones on, put your babies out of the room. We definitely need to talk about using sex as a weapon. My. Sex is such a powerful tool, but it can also be used as a weapon. So I'm not saying you, but maybe some of the sisters we know are using sex as a weapon. You better stop. Because here's the thing. On earth, as his wife, you are the only person who is authorized to have sex with this man. Everything else would be sin. So when we use sex as a weapon, and let me describe that for you, we are actually giving him a hard way to go when there's only one place he can come for it and still be in good fellowship with God and with us. That's unfair. So listen, what does using sex like a weapon look like? Well, I'm not giving you any until you do XYZ. What the madness? Or you sleep on the couch tonight. You better stop that television stuff. Here's something else. And this is a lot more common than you think. And I cannot tell you how many sisters have reached out to me about this one. Women who have stomped out of their bedrooms and separated their bedrooms because they're mad or offended. Yeah, so you no longer sleep in the same bed with your husband because you're offended and you're mad. And you don't touch me. I'm going to the other room. And have actually moved into their spare bedroom or their guest bedroom or even their children's bedrooms. Don't do that, ladies. Now, if there's some health reason that the two of you need to separate your bedrooms, by all means do so, but have the conversation and talk about intimacy boundaries and how you're going to continue your sexual relationship in a healthy way. But if you're doing this because you're stomping off mad and you're creating drama and you're in your feelings and you're so offended that I can't sleep in the same room with you, you better cut it out. That is using your sex and your sexuality with him as a weapon. Don't do that. Don't do that. Queen, you have abdicated your throne. Get back in that bed with that man and work it out. Work it out. You are the only person authorized on earth to have sex with that man. So don't use that as a power play. Not only is it disrespectful, but you're also playing with his feelings, his emotions, and his body. It is not a good thing, and it is not good to use sex, you know, to get that one-upmanship. Don't do that. You will regret it. It will backfire on you. One way or another, it will backfire on you. So let's not do that to the brethren. I know sometimes we're mad, and I know sometimes we're so upset or we're so emotional or we're in our feels that it's like, not today. No num-nums for you today. I know sometimes we feel like that. Okay? And have your moment if you need a moment, but that moment should be fleeting. That should not be intentional. That should not be used to hurt. I know how to hurt him. I know how to make him feel it. Don't do it. You'll only regret it. All right, ladies, that wraps up our show for today. I hope that you've gained some insight into some of the things you need to know, but your husband won't tell you. Please get in touch with me. Send me an email. My contact information is in the show notes. I want to know how the show has impacted you and what your thoughts are. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, be wonderfully blessed. Bye now. That's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening so you never miss one. I would love it if you would share the podcast with your friends, post about it on Facebook and Instagram, or leave a review. That way, you can help me to bring you more great content and expert guests. Until next week, be blessed.